The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Jesus said to his disciples long ago, he says to us today, peace be with you. A word of welcome to the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, which is on campus this morning. Those of you who are in the fourth year class have another opportunity for an almost mandated gathering. They are putting on a reception for you in anticipation of your entrance into the ministry. So unless there is a compelling reason, fourth year fellows, please come to the president's room for that reception. I have found in my own ministry that the LWML as a group and individually are the great encouragers for us in the pastoral office. So we officially want to say welcome and thank you to the LWML. Diane and I, and Speaker the dog, moved onto campus at the end of August, right before the opening of this school year. I still have not unpacked all my books, and there is one book in some unknown box that is called Devotions for the Chronologically Gifted. And the reason I would like to find that book especially is because there is a devotion in it written by Dr. Arnold Kuntz of our church. And I don't remember all the ins and outs, but there is one line that sticks in my mind, and I have it almost verbatim in my memory. Dr. Kuntz says, life narrows down, and there in the narrow place stands Jesus. Life narrows down, and there in the narrow place stands Jesus. I have certainly found that to be true in my almost 70 years. I was born right after World War II had concluded, and the culture in this country was one of optimism. We were instilled by our culture with a phenomenal spirit of optimism. We had just defeated an evil force in the world. And our culture told us in the 50s that there is nothing that this great country cannot do. And if you want to go to the moon, you can probably do that too. And we did. And I was blessed to grow up not only in that culture, but in a church home. Wonderful parents sent us to Lutheran Day School, Sunday School, took us to church every Sunday. They made sure that we recited our memory work to them before we went to bed at night. And I absorbed that. The Spirit put it into my heart. And I decided early on, I want to be a pastor. I want to be a pastor. I didn't know it then, but this is the fifth generation of our family to serve in this church. And everything was wide open. It was wide open. And I took it seriously, and I tried to go through as many doors as I could. I hope it is that way for you right now. I hope you are looking at the future and saying, wow, it's wide open what I can do. Not for myself, but for the Spirit of the Lord wherever I'm going to be sent. I know you may have some anxieties about what's happening next Tuesday. Some of you are going to get your call. Some of you are going to be sent on a vicarage. The others of you are going to absorb this spirit of great anticipation for the time when you get out there and, wow, the world is my oyster. It's wide open. It was not wide open for the disciples in today's gospel reading. Their spiritual gyroscope was off. They had lost their sense of balance. They did not have a certain hope. They did not have a certain future. Everything that had happened the past week had driven them together in a room, uncertain about what lay ahead. The Emmaus disciples had come in with reports, but I mean, can you really credit such a report that he is alive? They were in a narrow place. Years earlier, the wide horizons that they envisioned with their Jesus constricted to the narrow place, and there in the narrow place stands Jesus. It's me. I'm not a ghost. It's me. Look at my body. Look at the scars in my hands. The ones that just died for you. It's me, your Savior. Hey, I'll prove it to you. Got something to eat? Remember all the time that I, your brother, associated with you? Give me something to eat. Not that I need it. I just want to show you. I, your Lord, your Savior, your brother, I'm here, and I'm in the narrow place. The vistas really are wide when you see that it narrows down, and I am there for you. That happens in the first part of the text, the got something to eat part of the pericope. And then in the second part of today's gospel lesson, Jesus says that life in me, life in Christ, is a voluntary narrowing down by his followers. When I say a voluntary narrowing down, I understand, of course, as we all do, what Philippians says. It is God who enables us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Life in Christ is a repentant life, and repentance means the narrowing down that you and I practice ever since our baptism, the daily repentance that sees that, yes, when all is said and done, it is narrow. Whether our horizons are wide and the future is all in front of us to seize, or whether we are in constraints that life has put us on, narrow places from life, repentance directs us to see Jesus. I said earlier that when I was growing up in the late 40s and the 50s, it was all wide open, and it was, and it stayed that way for some time. But then life started to narrow down. I chose the career in the ministry. You know, you could say, well, I could have gone off and done something else out there in the world and made a lot of money. Or a second career guy can say, well, I used to do this, that, or whatever it was. Forget about that. You chose the career in the ministry, and that started to narrow it down. And then I got married. And a lot of the opportunities that were available to me beforehand, no more. And my wife and your wife, if you've been blessed with one, can really tell you about how marrying you and me narrowed things down. And Diane and I had two children. We took on debts, and the narrowing really gained some acceleration. I got bifocals. My back goes out now every once in a while, and on it goes. Life narrows down. This is going to happen anyway. I mean, you don't have to be baptized. You don't have to be sanctified. Life is going to narrow down for you. But here's a wonderful thing about the Spirit of God that works in us through his word and through his sacraments, that he teaches us to number our days. And so whether it is wide open or life is narrowing it down, the Spirit teaches us to number our days and say, hey, look to the narrow place and realize through the daily practice of repentance that it is only about Jesus when it is all said and done. I mean, who stands in the narrow place for you? Who stands in the narrow place for me? There have been a lot of times when it was Dale, or it was you, fill in your name. I've got my great hopes for my ministry, and I'm going to do this, that, or whatever. Or I have done this in my ministry, whether it was appreciated or not. My ministry, I am in the narrow place. Or maybe it's a zeal to be faithful to the Word of God, to hang on to this blessed doctrine that we have in our Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. You know, that doctrine, that's in the narrow place, huh? Ultimately, it comes down to me, you, driven by our still clinging sinful nature. We see ourselves, something about us, something about our merits, something about me that has me in the narrow place. And through the voluntary discipline of daily repentance And I pray that for every one of you, every one of us, through that voluntary, spirit-driven, spirit-enabled discipline of daily repentance, we see the narrowing down happen. And we are reminded of our sins. We are overwhelmed when we think of what the psalmist says, Psalm 19, verse 12, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. And again, we go to our God in our daily repentance, thinking of Psalm 143, verse 2. Lord, do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous in your sight. And it has narrowed down, the Spirit has narrowed it down for you, for me, through daily repentance. And then what? There in the narrow place stands Jesus. Whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out, he says. Peace be unto you. It is really me. This message is not a phantom. It is not an apparition. It is not a fantasy that you are living out. And I'll prove that to you. Got something to eat? Yeah, we do. And a delightful narrowing down. And we see that it is all about Jesus. An LWML member named Irma, and she has gone through the narrow place to be with the saints in heaven. The LWML member Irma says to her young buck pastor, "Pastor, I pray for you every day." Well, it was obvious, I guess, that I needed it. It was obvious that Irma and a lot of other people in every place where I have served have known that this guy cannot stand in the narrow place, and I'm going to pray for him and tell him I'm praying for him. That is the way it should be with us. Like the disciples on that Easter evening who had gathered together with their fears, with their hopes, with whatever that was churning inside them, they had gathered together to talk about it, and then they were privileged to share, "Peace be with you." And we gather together, we will continue to gather together in a love for one another, in a collegial spirit, and with the Spirit who points us to the one who is for you, who is for me, my Savior, your Savior. And with a big smile on his face and reminding us of the scars and what they all mean, he tells us life narrows down. And in the narrow place for you, in the narrow place for me, I stand. Let us have something to eat. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.